In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So nowadays, people wait for new seasons of shows on Netflix to arrive, and then people start talking about it. And apparently, there's now a new season of The Crown on Netflix. And if you haven't seen that program, the entire series is about the life of Queen Elizabeth II, from the time that she gets married to the present day. Apparently, season three, that we're in now, takes place mostly in the 60s and 70s. What fascinates a lot of people is that each episode is filled with real-life challenges that practically everybody can relate to, whether they be economic or personal or political. The life of a queen, the so-called life of glamour, isn't so glamorous after all. In the show, there's genuine heartbreak and turmoil and all kinds of upheaval. And we're all human, and deep down we know this, but sometimes we don't always connect that we are interested in this show because of the real-life stories that this show has for us. The British look at the Queen as their sovereign, the rock of steadiness upon which their society is based. Americans don't have a good sense of the word sovereign because our entire system was set up to reject the concept of a sovereign. So how do we then deal with today? How do we look on this feast day at Jesus as our sovereign, as king, on this feast of Christ the King? To be the sovereign is the one in whom all our hopes are placed. To be the sovereign is the one in whom we know we can draw strength. To be our sovereign for us is to place all our hope and our trust and our confidence in Christ's grace and mercy and forgiveness and love. Not that easy. Paul writes in his letter to the Colossians that in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Paul invites us to have a look at Jesus, not as all-powerful, not as one who is immune to turmoil or conflict or heartbreak or even death. Paul invites us to look at Jesus as the total and complete fullness of God here on earth. The totus deus, the fullness of God here on earth. To see Jesus as the one who works on behalf of God to reconcile all things and draw them closer into God's loving arms and assure all things that they are absolutely, unequivocally, that they all belong to God. And this gets played out in Luke's gospel as well. Unlike all the other gospels, only Luke has Jesus forgive his executors. Only Luke has Jesus promising people that today you will experience paradise. Only Luke has Jesus taking on this posture of steadiness, of hope, of absolute confidence in God's love and mercy, even when he's hung upon the cross. After all, the name Jesus, in its original language and Aramaic, the word is Yeshua. The name Jesus, Yeshua, means salvation and blessing. It means salvation and blessing. This salvation-blessing man, Jesus, is portrayed in Luke as a sovereign and Lord over all. Not through power, but through love. He never stops loving. He never stops inviting people into the arms of God's paradise, God's kingdom, even when he's going to die. The reign of Christ presides over the whole situation, and God's mercy is never far away. The most powerful empire in the world, the Romans, cannot defeat the powerful example of Jesus' love. Even to the end, the sovereign reigns, and salvation and blessing continue onwards. And our life here at Trinity Cathedral lives this out, that God's love and mercy through this salvation-blessing man, Jesus, never ends. Every year, we bookend our ministries by blessing newborns at baptism, and we bless our beloved friends and family as they transition towards greater glory with Christ in death. And we live in this in-between time, between being born and dying, knowing full well that our mission, our very purpose as a cathedral community, is to remind ourselves and the entire world that God will literally not stop, even stop at death, that God will not stop at death to make sure that humans know and feel that God's faithfulness, God's blessing, God's abundant love will never end. We belong to God when we're born, when we die, and especially here and now, we belong. And the people of Trinity Cathedral exercise this reality of belonging in all sorts of ways. This, in some ways, is our annual practice of stewardship at its broadest meaning. This is our commitment. We practice Jesus' way of love through worship, fellowship, and service, with a really hefty portion of reminding everyone whom we meet that they absolutely, unequivocally belong here. The reign of Christ makes our love for all people more resolute, more powerful, and it doesn't ever end. That's just who we are. But like the Queen of England, our lives also get messy. We live in the real world. It's messy. We try, but we can't always live into that fullness of God that dwells within Jesus. Sometimes we get stuck, or we get tired. Some might be even exhausted. And while many things are good about our lives, sometimes life throws us some serious challenges. But it is our life, and it's real life. And Jesus can relate, because his life is the fullest expression of God-centered human life that we can know. So we go back to what Jesus did and said in his life, and we try to mirror what he does in the hopes that we can also connect in with that fullness of God and have the fullness of God and God's kingdom dwell in us. Think about it. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like a shepherd who cares so deeply for his sheep that when one is lost, the shepherd goes in search of the lost and does not give up until the lost is found. Jesus also says that the kingdom of God is like a rich man who throws a party. And when the other rich people are too busy for the party, the rich man throws open the invitation and invites the poor and the blind and the lame to be part of this great feast. The sovereign Lord Jesus stops at absolutely nothing whatsoever to make sure that all people are included, that no one is left out, and that we all belong together as one beloved family. That's Jesus' vision of what God's world needs to look like, and it's ours too. For decades, this cathedral community has often sought first the kingdom of God before seeking out anything else. This is how we practice and exercise our stewardship, whether it be to helping the poor or comforting those who are sick, or partnering with local schools and advocating time and time again for the well-being of all people of Phoenix, calling everyone, calling upon everyone to live with abundant and generous hearts, calling us to seek out those out on the margins, even those whom we don't really know or we don't even readily see. We're called to keep seeking out everyone with love and blessing and generosity. You know, there's been times in our past where we have taken great risks, and we've had some pretty lean times as well. And our only hope was Christ's call upon our hearts. Our desire was for Jesus to call our generous hearts out, to recognize the hope that we have in one another, in our own particular uniqueness, in our own particular differences, to call our hearts into a space where we could start seeing the abundance of our gifts and our talents and the abundance of our hearts of faith, and to see the generous spirits that we have present with us everywhere. In a nutshell, to recognize that we are blessed beyond all measure because no two people at Trinity are alike. And every time we've cultivated the best of our gifts in us, every time we've put our best gifts and talents into action, we have found and we continue to find an even greater blessing, an even greater fullness of entering the life of God's kingdom in a more abundant way than we have before. It happens every time. A few years ago, I preached a sermon where I said that when we step foot off of Roosevelt Street and enter the great doors, we leave the kingdom of the world and we enter the kingdom of God. That when we step foot off of Roosevelt Street and enter the great doors, we leave the kingdom of the world and we enter the kingdom of God. A lot of you liked this idea, and you started claiming it as your reality when you gather with us on Sundays. And what that has done is really changed this community in ways which are still playing out. Suddenly, many people are finding new ways to pray about the hurts of the world. Many of you have found new ways of how to forgive people who've hurt you. And absolutely everyone in this community has been impacted by claiming this reality. Everybody in this community has taken it upon themselves to begin seeing the strengths of one another here, and committing and recommitting every time we gather to be agents of God's kingdom. That kingdom where Jesus as our sovereign goes out and stops at nothing to make sure that all people everywhere are finding their paradise with Jesus today. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, that there's a part of God's paradise that Jesus offers us this very day. And this piece of paradise for me every Sunday is Trinity Cathedral. Jesus himself led me to this community, and Jesus led you here too. Together, we proclaim a new reality for our community, the city of Phoenix, where we can offer the very best of our time and our talent and our treasure into building up the kingdom of God. This is not about success. This is about loving the world like Jesus loves the world, in a way that only God can help us love. But literally, loving like Jesus, and in Luke's gospel, Jesus loves even the parts of the world that are literally destroying his body. He still loves them. That's the love we're called into. When we follow Jesus, the man who is salvation and blessing incarnate, we follow him into this new territory, a reign of salvation and blessing for everyone. So today, as a community, we give thanks for being led by Christ into this beloved community we call Trinity. We give thanks as we offer our time and our talent and our treasure, as we promise our generous financial support for another year ahead. And we claim and reclaim and we celebrate that when we step off of Roosevelt Street and into our great doors, that God's kingdom is here right now, and that the paradise of God is possible now and forever because of Jesus, because of Jesus' love, and because that even when we think that life is not very glamorous, even when we think life has really beaten us up on every side, even maybe when we think that we're at our absolute lowest, the love which calls us into hope, the mercy that calls us into grace, the forgiveness for ourselves or for others that we seek to reconcile our world, all of this pours out upon us from Jesus, the fullness of God, so that the fullness of God is pleased to dwell with us too. God isn't far off. God is right here, right now, and will be forever. Because as much as Christ belongs, you belong, I belong, and we all belong. We are the people of Trinity Cathedral, and we all belong together. Salvation and blessing from Jesus arrive upon us every time we gather, and we experience paradise together. Thank God for you and for this community. Salvation and blessing have come to us indeed. Amen.